USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A sharply divided U.S. Senate failed on Monday to advance a measure to suspend the federal debt ceiling and avoid a government shutdown. The near-party line vote of 48 yeas against 50 noes fell short of the 60 votes needed to push the bill. Democrats who control both chambers of Congress now have just 3 days to find another way to keep the government operating beyond Thursday. South Korea's military officials confirmed Tuesday that North Korea military had fired a short-range missile toward its eastern sea. North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations defended the latest launch in remarks to the UN General Assembly, demanding the United States and South Korea end their hostile policy against the country. An Arizona judge Monday ruled the state's ban on mask mandates in schools and other measures are unconstitutional. Attorney General Mark Brnovich tweeted Monday he will appeal the ruling. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The search for Brian Laundrie continues. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Police are scaling back the search for Brian Laundrie in a southwest Florida nature preserve. Northport Police spokesman John Taylor telling media outlets the FBI is taking the lead in the hunt for Gabby Petito's fiancé, adding the search will be targeted based on intelligence. Dog the Bounty Hunter also searching for Laundrie.
We have a special hotline, 833-CALL-DOG, and we've gotten over 1,000 leads. So we've really, Francie and I really started this 2 days ago. So we're going through all those leads, right? It's incredible. Pictures of him here, there, here, there. We're going through all those leads right now. I would say within 48 hours, we probably will have a location where we start the track.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the Biden administration's open border policy continues to flood America with illegal immigrants, it's easy to do when you ship the government-dependent masses all around the country. What if governors in America took the illegal immigrants measuring in the millions and dropped them off in Maryland neighborhoods where Washington, D.C. lawmakers live? Former Governor of Texas Rick Perry tells Fox News that message would change America's open border policy that is diluting the fabric of America.
This is a devastating wave that's hitting our southern border. This administration is lying about it. And I think it's really important that you and your network, others, tell the truth and hold Joe Biden accountable. Hold Mayorkas accountable. I mean, they're literally looking in the face of the American people and lying to them about what's going on that southern border. Maybe what we ought to do is just hire every bus that we can hire in the state of Texas, hire every charter aircraft, bring the National Guard C-130s to the border and load these individuals up and take them to Maryland. And leave them there.
3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Landsat 9 launched from Vandenberg Space Force Base in Santa Barbara County, California on Monday. The 2000th launch from the base over the years. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.